So this is what this is what I do. All these things go around over here. And then once I got this email about the study, something clicked. The study was about how female clergy, female leadership in church affects young women. And when they have female clergy or leadership in their church, how they view themselves as people. So there was a, well, I wrote this down because I don't like to get these kind of things wrong, right? So Dr. Benjamin Knoll and Kami Jo Bolin are two people who did a study where they went to the internet and they did a phone survey of people in the U.S. and they asked people what their religious leadership was like when they were younger. And it said that if there was a female who had female leadership in their church when they were younger, they are more likely to grow up with a higher self-esteem than the other women that were surveyed. Males had the same self-esteem no matter who their church leadership was. So that was the same. But it was very interesting. This study was very, they were interested in this particular thing because it has been historically in the church a very male-dominated leadership roles. Sunny, you've been ordained for 30 years. 31 years, that's great. 31 years, and not even a year yet for me. So it really hasn't been that long since women have been ordained in our denominations. But even there are still some that, you know, when I tell people what I do, they're like, you're allowed to do that? But you're a woman. Yeah, okay, yes. And so I thought about how Jesus healing Mary Magdalene and how he would go on to heal so many other men and women, and he treated them all the same. And this was fairly radical because this was a time in which women and men were not treated very similarly in the culture. So this also got me back, because in my head are other things that I've done, and I read this book a long time ago, and it's called Jesus Feminist. And feminist is kind of an interesting word. It can be kind of a loaded word. Sometimes if you tell people you're a feminist, they think lots of not nice things about you, right? Because sometimes that word has been used very bad. You know, maybe you hate men, or if you're a feminist, other bad things. You're smelly. You're extremist, yeah. You're extremist, or you're angry. But feminism just means that you want men and women to be treated equally. Like, you don't want anything more for women than men did. You just want equality. And this lady who, Sarah Bessie, who wrote this book, she's wrote lots of other books, and she's a great theologian. One of the things that she says is that when she encountered Jesus, Jesus turned her into a feminist by the way that he treats women. And she says, he loves us on our own terms. He treats us as equals to the men around him. He listens. He does not belittle. He honors us. He challenges us. He teaches us. He includes us. Calls us all beloved. And she says, this is so important because this was in a time when women were almost silent or invisible in literature. Scripture affirms and celebrates women. Women were part of Jesus' teaching, part of his life. Women were there for all of it. And I think this being the feast day of Mary Magdalene is such an important thing for us to remember. Because we are so used to women, right? We're used to women being CEOs of companies. We're used to women being pastors. We're used to that. That is not what the time was back when Jesus was walking around. You know, to talk to women. There are times when he talks to women and his disciples say, what are you doing? Why are you talking to that woman? People are shocked. can have give little girls more self-esteem when they grow up. That's amazing. Because it still happens that women are not treated equally. I was just talking with a friend of mine, and we were talking about women's equality, and I was with somebody who's in the military, and I said, something that I like about the military is that everybody gets paid the same. Whatever rank you are, that's what you get paid. It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman or what color you are, you get paid the same. So I was kind of talking about this, and he was like, oh no, I don't really, that doesn't mean anything to me. And I thought about it, and I said, does it not? And so I asked, does it not mean anything to you because maybe you're a man? And I didn't say it in a mean way, but I didn't know, it just popped into my head. I said, does it mean it? Because as a woman, I work in a profession where, you know, back in the U.S., when you go for a job, when you interview at a church, you are more likely to get paid less than your equal male counterpart. There are, you know, there's all sorts of studies that go into how much, what the difference between pastors, and that's in a church. I mean, you would think that hopefully that wouldn't happen, right? So it does. And I hate to do statistics, but the numbers don't lie. So I look at Jesus and the example of his healing everyone on the same level. He didn't treat women more special than he treated men. He wasn't doing anything more for women than he didn't do for men, right? So it wasn't like they were put on a pedestal or raised up. It was just equal. And I love Mary Magdalene for lots of reasons. She's in all four Gospels. That's pretty amazing. She's also the first person to see Jesus resurrected. The first person who sees Jesus resurrected is a woman. And then he tells her, go and tell everybody else that I'm back. And she did. And she went and told the disciples. The first evangelist was a woman. And over the years, perhaps other writings in the Bible that don't say favorable things about women get a little more to the top, right? Get a little pushed up to the top. Because back in the early church, women were deacons, women were leaders, women were so involved in everything. And just like we do as humans, we decide that not everybody can have the power. The people who usually decide that back in the day, they just happen to be men. And I think sometimes these readings and these teachings and these healings of Christ, these across-the-board equal teachings and healings and love and kindness and grace, got a little lost. And perhaps now, instead of saying feminism being a bad word, we can see it now as a word that Jesus taught us. Maybe not so much that direct word. Jesus did come out and have a t-shirt that says, feminist and proud. But he did it through his actions, and through his words, and through his healings. So when we sing this new song today, healer of our every ill. Sometimes our ills are real and physical, and we can see them and touch them, and we do pray for those. We pray for those in others to be healed. But what about the ills that we have that perhaps our society perpetuates as well? You know, the ills that we all are a part of, and we might say, oh, no, I don't hate women. I treat everybody fairly, but everybody needs to hear that, because Jesus wasn't afraid of it either. Jesus wasn't afraid to talk to the